Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3- and 6-person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and OnCommand with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
An Oklahoma FFA member has made the Final Four in the Creed contest. Cale Parker from Indiahoma doing that trick yesterday. He'll be speaking today. We'll know tonight whether or not he's the champion in Creed speaking here at the National FFA for 2014. Meanwhile, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack speaking yesterday to FFA members. An important message, he says, is that FFA members need to be one of the leaders in talking to the other 99% of the population about the importance of agriculture in this country.
Well, I think it's important for the for young people in particular to speak to the 99% of America that doesn't farm. And that's advice I give to every farm organization. I think farm organizations and farmers have a great job of do a great job of talking to each other. And frankly, they sometimes do a good job of arguing with each other. But what we're not doing as much of, and what we need to do more of, is educating the public about the system we have and the benefits that they get from the system. So, for example, I shared earlier today with young people the necessity of pointing out to people in the country that they have the freedom to choose occupations and jobs and professions because they don't have to worry about feeding their family. They've delegated that responsibility to a very small percentage of our country. That is often not a focus of the ag message, but it should be, because it is actually true. It was not that long ago in this country that if you didn't grow it, you didn't eat. Well, now I've got the freedom to practice law. My kids have the freedom to pursue other careers, because we're depending on the next generation of farmers to continue to feed our families.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack talking with the reporters just after he had spoken with thousands of FFA members here in Louisville at the 2014 National Convention. 60,000 in attendance approximately now. That'll be easily going over that number as folks arrive for the American FFA degree presentations on Saturday morning. We've got groups that are submitting now comments to the EPA and the Water and the Army Corps of Engineers over the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule. Deadline for comments is the 14th of November. The latest group to submit comments, the National Association of Conservation Districts. Their president, Earl Garber, says in a statement, "We support the mutual goal of clean water and acknowledges the successes of the Clean Water Act throughout its 40-year existence. While we appreciate the opportunity to provide our input on the proposed rule, we're asking the EPA and the Army to take basically additional time to obtain local input for any rule making. To that end, he says, we are requesting that the current version of the rule be withdrawn. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, the Apache auction market's got a special replacement female sale coming up Saturday, November 1st. They'll start at 11 a.m., featuring some top-notch animals from the Knott Ranch, Hutchinson Ranch, Don Morgan Ranch, the Glott Ranch, all coming up Saturday, November 1st. About 700 head all told of quality cows and first calf heifers will be offered. For more information, contact Bob Rodenberger at 405-641-8998 or Greg Griffin at 918-306-1359. That's a check of your agriculture news reporting from Louisville, National FFA Convention. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.